Thursday, last we discussed the concept of siluk as opposed to a concept of kinyan. Now, when I own something, something is mine, it's actually mine, I have to do a hatnah in order to transfer ownership. And something is not actually mine in the kinyan sense of the word, it's just something which I can get, then there's a concept of siluk. A person could be misalik himself, and without any type of kinyan, can just refuse to allow it to come to him. And we spoke about Yerusha D'Rabbanan. I wasn't clear myself about what Yerusha D'Rabbanan we're talking about. There is a Mandiyamar in the Gemara in Baba Basra that all Yerushas Habal is D'Rabbanan. When we talked about Yerusha, actually, we're talking about Yerushas Habal. The Torah says, L'she'eirei akara ve'lav. Rashi says that he's the husband Yashins. It's a machlokes. She'eirei means the husband or the father. And just pshat in Yerusha D'Rabbanan that we were talking about there, that a man could say, Yevshi v'takaras chachamim, we're talking about this idea of a husband Yashining, which is a takana D'Rabbanan. We said that it's shayach siluk, a person could be misalik himself. We also spoke about the Machnefayim's klar by someone owes me money. And I want to be meichel the money, is that a siluk or is that a hachnor? Is it that I'm entitled to receive money before I receive it, I'm misalik myself, without any kinyan, is that good enough? Or is mechila a type of hachnor, I'm machne to you, and therefore I can't do a bal karcha? That's what we discussed last week. But there's one more case in which there's a discussion if it's a siluk or haknar outside of mechila, and that is shilus, or a tenant. If someone is a tenant, they rent an apartment, and you rent an apartment for a year, you paid up front, you rented it for a year, and halfway through the year, you don't need it anymore. You move out. And the owner asks, well, what's going on? And you tell him, without any kinyan, you just tell him, I don't need the apartment anymore. I'm Eichel. Maybe it's more shchiyah. In the middle of a month, the person's moving out of an apartment. He's moving anyway. He doesn't wait to the 30th day of the month. He moves out, let's say, the 50th day of the month. And after he moves out, he tells the owner, I'm Michael, I don't need it anymore. And then a few days later, he changes his mind. He says, I might as well use it for something. So Shlomo Eger has a tshuva where he is misufik at this din. If you're a tenant, you rented something, you paid for the rent. It's yours. The rental is yours. And now you're Michael the rental. Does that need a kinyan in order to give it back to the owner? I mean, the owner would have to walk in there and do like chazaka, lock the door, or do something there. Or is the siluk enough that if I'm a salik myself from a rental, that's adequate? This is the klar that Rav Shlomo Eger klares, and as we'll see, it's negaya not only to that sugya. So you have siluk and kinyan, but the whole concept of schius is negeya a few places here in the parak, including here in the very next gemara. But this is Rav Shlomo Eger's shaila. That's what he was asked. Mamish this case, and that's his subject. Now let's see the next few lines of gemara. Rava Amar. Rava says, well, "What are you tumbling about Hashem?" Gemara is from Lodot Chatzera. If you say Masha Kansi Shekana Baila, Rav Ama Atu Yada Vila Kanya Leila Baal. Why did it bother you with Nikna? Why did it bother you with the woman's hand? The woman's hand is also Nikna Labaal. And there it didn't bother you, Ela Gita Vyada Van Kecha. You must hold that this Yisrael, that Gita Vyada Van Kecha. If so, Hachadani, say the same thing about the Chatzera. The Gita Vachatzera Van Kecha. So Rava says two things. He has the kasha from Yada, and then he says this is the side of Yisrael the Chatzera Bonkeach. So first, the Gemara deals with the first thing he said. Omalei Ravina L'Ravash. Rava Yadi Isha Kakashalei. That's what it's talking about. The lady's hand. Yadi Isha Kakashalei. Nihida Kani Leila Masiyadeh. You own your wife's hand for her work. Yada Gufa Mikani Lei. You own her hand. Let's chat the Gemara's Kanisha. What's her Dina's Kanisha? What's her Dina's Kanisha? Rava said, you can ask the same Kanisha on Yad. How do you give a woman a gift? It's her hand. How do you give it unto her hand? A hand, Koma Shekhani Shekhana Baila. So Rina says, doesn't make sense. Why does it make sense? What's the problem? To me, it makes sense. You're giving a gift to a woman into her hand. Ma Shekhani Shekhana Baila. What's Rina saying? Why?
Because she owns her hand.
By what did we say? We said that Chatzera is considered to belong to the husband because he has the Schos HaShamshus of the Chatzera. So we say the same thing by Yad, it's her hand. But the husband has the Schos HaShamshus of her hand. Whatever she... What? Not a physicality, but the chatzah you don't own physically either. The chatzah, we said, no, what did Rashi say? By chatzera, Rashi said, lepeira, konabayla, lepeira is lishtamishva. When you own the woman's chatzah, it means, not you own the physical chatzah, you own the chatzah for its use. So by yad, say the same thing. You own the yad for the yad's use. So what was wrong with Rava saying? Rava said, Isha, you can't say I'm Isha Mashukana, that Mashukana, Isha Kana Baila, because a hand? A hand belongs to her. Of course a hand belongs to her. But the Swiss Ishtamshus, Peiris, belong to the husband, just like Katsaira. So you have to come on to give you a kappa. You still have to say you stop saying the Eishik part, you don't gain anything. You don't gain anything because you still have to say. I mean, so what is he asking? Why did you ask in the first place? Well, Chatzera yes, from Yad, and your teretz has to not apply. So here the previous teretz applies. What you say? Maybe you're right. The teretz is the cash. The question I'm asking you bothers the teretz. The teretz is the machine you give all the cut knowledge if. The extra shot. What? Go ahead. The top place. In a way, the place is kind of sheer. And he says, the Ksai says afterwards. The top place is in Taylor. Hatera Namu Lakanya Lukufe, Yawa Peri. Now, so in essence, in effect, it's really place is Kasha. I'll tell you where the Ktsais is coming from. This is the Kasha on the Gemara that bothers the Ktsais. Where the Ktsais is coming from is the following Shaila, which is Machlaikis Shaila. Kasha is Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Rosh. And what Machlaikis is, when you're a tenant, you rent an apartment, there's a landlord and a tenant. Let's say something Hefker blows into the yard or into the apartment. Who's kite? The landlord or the tenant? Now last week I told you for Pshitas that the tenant is kite. That if you're a renter, if you're a seicher, it's your kite. And that's not the way we pass it. But if you rent an apartment, it's yours. And that's the something of the metziah blows into the apartment, the hefka thing blows into the apartment, it belongs to the tenant, to the seicher, not to the master. If that's the emes, pashas that the emes would be. However, in the Rishayim, it's not so pashit. The Rambam holds, certainly in some cases, that the master is kind, that the owner is kind. And the question is, who owns the karka for tinyanim? Well, one person has the right of ishtamsha, so one person owns the gufa karka. So the Ktzai says that from our sugya, until we got to here, our sugya, it's a raya that whoever has ishtamsha has a kinyan. Because that's what he said, that mashakari shakana baila, whoever has ishtamsha has a kinyan. It's a raya that the sochi, that the secher has rights to it. But it's always the secher's right. It's just the shamshus is always the right to it. He says, "Mashal away from the whole sugya, except from this line by the Yad HaYisha." It's mashma here that the Yad HaYisha doesn't go by the shamshus. Yad HaYisha goes according to the actual owner of the Guf Hayad. He says the whole Gemara is consistent. You go bus is Chlis Hashtamshus, which means the Sefer has rights to it. And put over here, by Yad, it doesn't seem to follow. What's the difference? Well, the first thing what she said is certainly correct. As far as what's tough, sir, I don't want you to be doing whatever he wants with it.
He can put the animal there, the rock there.
He can't dig a hole in it. He can just use it for payers. But her hand is also his for payers.
He can't tell her how to sew something. She's allowed to do whatever she wants, whatever work she wants to do. And she has an obligation to give him the money. And he can't tell her to use her hand for X, Y, or B.
Okay, first let me tell you what the Ktzais says. Just saying is a taina. Ktzais just says the following. Ktzais says that by get there are two things. There's yad and chatzah. Yada is taich, her physical hand. The Ktzais says the nas on the yada. Physically touching the pasuk that way. Yada means her physical hand. It doesn't matter that the husband has a split shamshus. That doesn't matter. A get is in her physical hand. So therefore, when it comes to Yad, it goes according to her physical hand, whatever it's her physical. By Chatzer, it doesn't say in the Torah, Chatzera. It doesn't say anywhere, the Nasan be Chatzera. It says the Nasan be Yada, and we have a Ribui. That Ribui is marba things in which the husband has the Schutz Hashtamshus. So there, when it comes to Kenya Chatzer, it depends on Schutz Hashtamshus, the way we learned all along. When it comes to the Nasan Biyada, to Kiyam Akra, so that's Ravina saying. Ravina is saying that the Pasuk says Biyada. The Pasuk says Hayan. Hayan depends on what's physically Hayan. So remember, Yada goes Basa Hayan. This is the way the Ktzais learns up this Gemara, that Yada is her physical hand, and the Gemara is masking to it. By Isha. The Yada means her physical hand. Chasera is a different parasha. Chasera is whoever has a split of shamshus, that's the one that's kind. The Mela the Ktzais fears that all Kinyan Echatsu are totally in split of shamshus. This is his Hanacha. And he refers to it later back to this Ktzais that was the Baradis Yisai, that Kinyan Echatsu depend on split of shamshus. And therefore, whenever we're going to talk about the shaila of a tenant and a landlord, who has the who's kaina mitzia, the ktsaisa sheet is always the one who has the right to use it, which is the tenant. And as long as the tenant has the right to use it, he's the one that's kaina mitzia chatzah, which is consistent with what we said last week, that tenants are kind of with the, because they have chus shamshus, and it's certainly the ikar halacha. We'll have a sugya later in the perek that will revisit this inyan. It'll be mentioned the other way, but the emes hadavar, and the way we're ending up
certainly for now, is this plow, tenant and landlord, belongs, something blows in, it belongs to the tenant. If something hefka comes into the hallway, that's already a separate question. When something hefka goes into the common place where the tenant and the landlord walk, that will have to be mevarech. But as long as it's exclusively the renter's place, he's kind. Right, this is the Tosfos explanation of the kasha, and we'll stick with it. The truth is that at least part of what Tzvi was saying, a number of Achrayim in Taina, and it's a shame when we talk about Tzvi, we're going to come back to it. But Tzvi brings some Alex sugya, he brings this, that this sugya is a raya, and he says more. There are some Poskim who want to say that a master, that the landlord is kind of. And the Tzvi says to the Beferish Asif in Hilchos Gittin, that you put a get in the woman's chatzer, bein hakduya la, bein haschura la, bein shu'uma la. Say if she owns it, say if she rents it, say if she borrowed it. So the Tzvi holds very stark of this Yisai, that Tzvirus depends on Tzvus Hashamshus, and he points out this Rashi over time. Rashi says, Kona Bible, the parents of Samishba, and that she passes. Right, now let's get to the Ikka Memra of Rava. So the Gemara says, Elokita Viyade Bonkech, the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Elo Amalei, Rava Yado Ebek Akashalei, Mad Yama Vishtari De Atmai Yad Ebek Yad Rabbe Damia, Elokita Viyade Bonkech, or Achidami Kita Bakatera Bonkech. Rava, when he said Yad, he didn't mean Isha, he meant Evid. Evid is different. Gufa Evid. Is Kani Labayo? Is Kani Evikani? Is Gufay Kani? So the Guf of the Evik belongs to the Bayo, like Lahatul, the Guf of the Behema belongs to the other. So therefore, Kita the Yadai Bonkech. Okay, what does it mean? What does Kita the Yadai Bonkech mean? What is the logic to it? What's the story to it? Does it work? So to start, we have to start with the Ketzais, which again we have here. Most of the Yalim heard this Ketzais already last man numerous times. Part of the Yalim hasn't. Let me just tell you basically the Mahalach of the Ketzais and then of the Chaitin. The Ketzais HaChaitin's main argument, I'm going to mention to you five arguments that he makes. His first and main argument is that Kitai, the Yadai, Bai, Ke'echad just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. What does it mean it comes together? And to illustrate that it doesn't make sense, the Ketzais gives an example. Yes, Hashem. Let's say I own a house. And I want to sell you the house. I want to give it to Matana. So I have to do a kinyan, my house. I can be marked it to you. So this is Hashem. Let's say I take a shtar. Now a shtar, you can be matching the house with a shtar. What type of shtar? The shtar says, I hereby give ownership of this house to Reuven. So I have the shtar. How does the kinyan have? Well, writing the shtar is not a kinyan, right? I have to go over to Reuven. If I give him the shtar, so when I give him the shtar, he owns my house. Let's say I'll tell Reuven, you know what I'll do? Instead of giving it to you, I don't have to travel to you. I'm going to take this. I'll put it in my house. In my house. I'll take the shtar, I'll put it in my house, and you'll be kind of, with Kinyan Chatzar, you'll be kind of the shtar, because now the house becomes yours. And since the house becomes yours, you can be kind of the shtar with Kinyan Chatzar. Because the Chatzar's in your house. That's the choice. Would that work? That makes sense? Hmm? Can they explain such a thing? I'm going to take a chatzah. It's my house, my guest. In this case, it's not my guest. In this case, it's my shtar in Kenya. I'm putting it in my own house, and I'm saying, Kita Yadav Ban Kecha. It becomes your house, and I'm a London. At the same time, it becomes your house, you claim the shtar. And since you claim the shtar, it becomes your house. So both happen at the same time.
And the house first.
That's not your house first. The whole thing doesn't make sense. It's my house, my paper. How does this begin? How does it begin? There's no Ashkala. There's no beginning. It can't, it doesn't even create a, sometimes we talk about things that are a circle, a cycle, it doesn't start. My house, my star, how in the world am I being matnet to you? So, not our hand, a chaser. A chaser, which for kinyanim belongs to the Baal. Well, the Gemara said Yad is not shver, only Yad Eved is shver. Right? So, how does this whole business begin? It's the same thing with a get. I'm putting it into woman's chaser, which is really my chaser for kinyanim. It's my chaser for hishtamshus. It's mine. So, how does it begin? How does it start? The whole haskalah, it just doesn't begin. This is the main taina of the tzaddikim, that the kol gita biyadei b'kechad is not, it doesn't make sense. It's not a svara. It can't be a svara because it doesn't begin. You can't start such a transaction where the end and beginning have to happen simultaneously. So it doesn't begin. That's the ikka taina of the tzaddikim. He adds a few other tainas. He also says we don't find anywhere that a kinyan can happen against someone's will, by kafe of a person. How can you do a kinyan against someone's will? You can't give me something if I don't want to take ownership. Ownership is voluntary. You can't force me to own something. So if a woman doesn't want to get, she doesn't want to get. The Torah says a man can be the garish's wife against her will. She doesn't want to get. How can you force her to own the piece of paper? The Teretaka says she has no choice in the get. But if the get has to work that she owns the piece of paper, how could she own it? Where does she get ownership against her will? You can't force a person to own things. It's the second kind of thing he has. A third argument of the Ktsais. We had in the second parak that you could write a get on Yisurei Hanoah. If you write a get on something, which is also by Hanoah, on a branch of an olive tree, if you write a get on the branch of the tree, and you give it to the woman, she's Mugaresh. The Rashba has a rule, which we had originally in Sakhim, that Yisurei Hanoah you can't make a kinyan on. You can't make kinyanim on things that have zero value. Kinyanim have, you can only be kind of things that have value. So if something's Yisurei Hanoah, it has no value, it has zero value. You can't be kind of things that have no value. So Vaita, the kasha is, how could you say get what's with a kinyan? You can't be kind of things that have no value.
Does
the ink have value? What?
The ink you're using
to write
on the
stone,
that value?
Once it's written, what's
used
to have?
Is that
also gone on that ink? In theory, it's not. In practice, it is. Because there's nothing to do with the ink without the piece of paper. Without the thing that's written on it.
You have a piece of paper. So.
What do you do with the ink?
Yeah, it's really...
But the ink is not there. It's true. Because if you matnet her the ink without the thing it's written on, it doesn't matter yet.
Okay.
Because it's part of the habit. So she has to be kind of the thing that's written on it. So Vaita is about. How is she kind of Yisurei Hanoah?
The ink is there.
The ink is inadequate for a get. She has to be kind of the thing that's written on as well. A get, Isis Prophet is no good. You need the thing that's written on as well. These are all very strong kashas that the Ktsais is asking. And the fourth kasha that the Ktsais asks is by Eved. I could sell an Eved with a shtar kinyan. If I own an Eved, I want to sell him to you. I could sell him with a shtar kinyan. A regular business shtar. Doesn't have to be written with shmara. Doesn't have to be in a gittin. A shtar kinyan is good enough to transfer ownership of an eved, of an eved kinyan. A shtar kinyan is good enough. So if it says, if I want to free my eved, And I write a shtar shichur to free him. Why does the shtar shichur say that you are kohen to yourself? If I write it shalom l'shma, it's tough. He said just like the get isha has to be written l'shma, run out of a hekish to get eved, that get eved has to be written l'shma. Not the size. Think for a minute. I wrote it, a shtar shichur to the eved shalom l'shma. It's not a get shichur. And I give it to the eved. Why doesn't the Eved go free? Not at Shtar Shichur, but at Shtar Kinyan. A master the Eved to himself, just like I could sell the Eved to someone else. So I'll sell the Eved to himself. Let it work out Shtar Kinyan. He should be kind to himself. Why doesn't that work? Now, this fourth kasha is a little more room to be the fact thing. Why Shtar Kinyan can't work?
What are you being kind of?
What are you being kind of?
What are you being kind of?
Is two things. It's a shakin. And it works like Yochas Gittin, like Dina Yisra Beheather. It works to make him a Benchayr.
What's he being kind of?
Shtar Kinyan doesn't need to be written Lishma. It's written with his name without the Kavanah of Lishma. What's the person wrong with the guy? When I say Lishma, I mean Kavanah of Lishma. I don't need the writing. The guy writes it, it could be his name. We said, guy, I did an Ashay. He doesn't do it out of Lishma. So why isn't that good after Shtar Kinyan? You're right, it has to have his name. But the Kavanah of Lishma is good. So as I said, the fourth kasha there's room to answer. In fact, the first three kashas are strong kashas. How does Gita Vyada work? So because of these shtaka kashas, the Tzais comes with a big chiddush. The Tzais says, the way it's words, and the Tzais say this in the Avim Rum as well, the Tzais is in Simin Kuf Tzadik Ches of Cotton Bays, and again it's in Reish of Cotton Hay, and it's in the Avni Meluin, which is I think where we preferred learning it inside last time, was the Simon Kupman Tess, if you remember Sukkot. What? Yagimel. Kupman Tess, Sukkot Yagimel. And I think in that room somehow the words were flowed a little easier. But Zoptik Tzaitz, a Kiddush. Forget, you don't need a Kenyan to give a get to a woman. You need the Nasan Biyada. You need a Maisa Nesina. All you need is a Maisa Nesina to the woman. A Maisa, the Nasan Biyada. Taich the Nasan, it doesn't say the Hikna Liyada. It doesn't say change ownership. It says the Nasan, a physical act of giving. The way a get works, Gita Biyada Banke Echad is, that right now, her chatzar is talking about husbands. The nasan biyada, you put it either into a physical hand or into chatzera, she's not kind. But you did a nesina, the physical chatzar is hers. If you did a mice in the nesina, that's enough. Then yada bar kecha. Then right after you do a nesina, she becomes free, and the meila, everything because she owns her chaser, she owns her yad, she's Megurash. But what is mafia? What makes the get take effect? Just in the Sina without a Kenyan. All you need is a mice in the Sina. And that's why it works. And that answers all the kashas. Because all you need for a get is in the Sina. We ask the kasha, she can't be kind of things against her will. She's not going to be kind of. Nesina, and the Nesina into our hand, that happened. And the Nesina into our hand, or into our chaser, that makes a get. The kasha we ask, it doesn't make sense. How does it start? No, it starts. It starts with the Nesina. It's not the husband has rights in the chaser. The husband has kinyan in the chaser. But still, it's a Nesina into her chaser, because the chaser is hers. It's a Nesina. So then you get a chal. He wants to get a chal, yada, then she gets a hand, because now she's a gureshes, now she owns the chas, and the meila, it's our chas. And the kasha from Shtar Kinyan, They should be able to give an Eved a Shtar Kinyan. They can't give an Eved a Shtar Kinyan. A Shtar Kinyan, what do you have to do by a Shtar Kinyan? If I sell my Eved, what do I have to do with the paper? The other person has to be kind of the paper. Shtar Kinyan, the recipient has to be kind of. So I can't work by an Eved. It's not Shekhan Eved, Kana Bible. It's only a Shtar Shukru, which is written in the Shema. If it's written in the Shema, then we have this chiddush, it's enough in the Sina. If it's not written in the Shema, there's no such chiddush, it's enough in the Sina, you need a kiddush. So this is the chiddush haktsais, chiddush atum. That get, it's enough in the Sina, you don't need kiddush. As I said, we've used this many times. The Taka answers a number of places where we have problems, but it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a tremendous stage. What problems do we have with the Kiddushik Tzais? What? There has to be... Yes, you need a Nesina, she has to be under the Tziba, because otherwise... I see, you need a Nesina into a Chatzah Mishtemar for Aida. I could say that. It has to be a Nesina. Yes, me, why? The Torah is a Reboy. So the Reboy is the smallest Reboy. The Torah has a Reboy. So when I have a Chatzah, how do I have a Kenyan? But what if you have a Chatzah that's right to Kenyan? Well, you need a Nesina. This man, we had one or two major questions. I think only one that I mentioned this year. What's a problem with the Ktzais? Just a story. What? So this is what people ask me afterwards. I had to fit to the Lashon, Yitab HaChatera Bon Kecha. That's the Teretz. Teretz should be, you only need a Nesina, that's all. And the Lashon, Yitab HaChatera Bon Kecha, is mashma that there is some other way of it working. We had a different Kasha. Huh? The kasha was, if you give a woman a get, you have the Gemara. If you give a woman a get, and you say, hurry up, gracious me with this get, Bahanai or Shali. But I want the paper to remain mine. So it's not a good get, Gemara said. If you give a woman a get, say, hurry up, gracious with this get, but the paper is mine, I want to use it light up for something. Ain't a gracious. So, the problem is that according to Ktzais, every single get, the Nair is still the husband. What the whole Ktzais? That you don't need a kiddush. So, the husband takes this piece of paper, which is his, he places it into her hand in a way that she's not cutting it, and she's Mugarashas. But she's not cutting it, the paper's still his. So, the paper's still his, so there should be a good get. She has to be kind of the paper.
She doesn't give it up. She picks it up. She
picks it up.
There,
you're
making the time there.
Is she Mugureshis before is she Mugureshis before she picks it up?
Yeah.
How? At that moment, the paper is his.
I don't know what exactly you mean, but it's not your shifty, but it's making a comment.
That's not because she can't use the collect. It could be too late in there. It's a big tyrant that naturally doesn't work. I think Rabbi Chodin has this kasha, we have it in the spiker of Tenechet, we have it in Gidney, has the kasha.
What about over here, Rashi clearly says that they are a Hanba, and the Hanba talks about
it, so you see clearly. Yeah, this the main kasha we had last night was this kasha. Oh, Ktzais is a tzarn in Naya Shali.
The
Chaira, what?
Is on the strings attached, though.
You're thinking of the cycle of terror. You're right. L'chaya, we have now a second problem. Choice. Gemara the Amid Aleph learned Kinyan Chatzar. We weren't learning the Sina L'Chatzar. We learned Kinyan Chatzar from Geth. We learned Kinyan Chatzar. And the Gemara Tzrichetza. From Ganesh, you know, you guys should just learn out of Geth. How do you learn Kinyan Chatzar out of Geth? Kinyan Chatzar, according to the Tzrichetza, it's not under a Kinyan. It's just in the Sina of Yalma. Does this a lot. He says things that are tremendously douchish, hard to swallow. But his kashas are such good kashas, like you want to accept this yisayid. On the other hand, the yisayid is such a tremendous chiddush. The whole sugya talked about Kinyan Chatzar. What do we waste? Critic Christ, we wasted our time last week. We spent the whole week talking about Kinyan Chatzar. So that is seen of the other. Make your problem. What? I would think that God is still making your problem. Unless the Christ will hold the earth also. Let's see the problem. You look King Chav. But you want to speak to someone, what do you mean God is? The only reason I need God is I would think that not. The only reason I need Geth. The only reason I need God is I think Geth is only about Karpa. But tell me about Kenyan. Unless it's Geth, you can learn God about a Geth. Sure, let's do whatever there. But tell me about Kenyan. This is a major problem with the Sheikh of his Christ. It would be a big mitzvah to be miyashid. The stifler is miyashid halfway, like you started saying, miyashid the kasha we had last month. But he doesn't explain how it would enter this sugya. We have the Christ of his side, which many Achrayim work with, but we have problems with it. The only suggestion I would have with the Christ is, as I mentioned again, I mentioned this to you last month, is to understand the Ketzayis that it's a two-step get. Two steps. It works first is in the Sina to Ahim. Then the Sina makes, there's a Sina to Zayit that it's a get, that she's kind of Ahim, that she has a Yad. Once she has a Yad, now she's packed a kind of the paper of the get to. It works in a two-step process. First is in the Sina. The Nesina gets the ball rolling. Once you have a Nesina, she gets a Yad. Kita the Yad of Kechot. The Nesina is enough for her to have a Yad. And then afterwards, she's kind of the paper. And Taka Kinyan. How does it start? How does the Nesina do it? The Nayar is not hers yet. How does the whole process work? So the way we're going to have to understand it is that her owning the Nayar is just a condition in the get. That it has to be away from the husband. The stipler says, he's not allowed to be Agida Gabe, he's not allowed to have a shaykhus to it. So why does she have to have the paper? Not because she can't be Bugureshis without a paper. Because the husband has to not have a shaykhus to it. The get has to be given totally. And when it comes into her hand, it's Aine. That in a minute, or in 20 seconds, the paper, the husband already can't get the paper back. Once he puts it in our hand, the whole process begins. But the husband has no shaitas to it. That's enough. It's enough. The get is really how you put it in our hand. Either paper is his, not his. Because in 10 seconds, or in 2 seconds, it's going to become hers, and there's nothing the husband can do about it. When he puts it into our hand, he's giving, at the same time as in the Sina, he's giving our yad. And since the same time as he was giving her a yad, a second later she's kind of the paper. That's enough that the husband has no shaitas to it. That's why it's important to lush and keep her the yad of Ankhachot. She has to get a yad. And she packed a kaita with Dine Kinyanin. So it's a two-step process. Then the size is very understandable. The Nesina is what gets it started. There's a condition. The paper has to be hers. That's not a problem. Because Kita the other bunker, she has a Kenyan Taka Kenyan. The Taka Pshat the other, I looked at it for Kenyan, and Kaki Manbar. This is the Sheet of Saktas. Now, how would you learn if not for the Saktas? Very place is a Kiddush. What's the other way to learn? So, The other way to learn, the way we learned in the past, was that that's all part of Zeres HaKasuv. Like we called it magic. It's magic. You give a woman a get, bang, she kind of get a cut at one time. It's all part of the Ratzon HaTorah. I don't have to explain it to you. That's the other way to learn, and I think that's the way most Sakharim learn. And here's the challenge. Rav Elchanan in the Kedek Shiurim on Kiddush. This is the last page, I think it's Eif Kuf Lamed Ches, Kuf Lamed Ches, and Kuf Nen. Brings the Ketzais. And in Kuf Lamed Ches, Kuf Lamed Ches, he has his kashas on the Ketzais. And in Kuf Nen, he says, Kitei V'yadei V'yadei Ka'achan is a Svara. It's a Svara. And I like the Ketzais. Now, like I said, it's sort of a magic thing that's Kuzeres HaKasuv. He says it's a Svara. And it'd be Dariah to Svara. Because there's a Mandi Amar, I think it's a Shimon Gamliel, who doesn't hold of Gita V'yadivan Ke'achad. And the Gemara says, my Taima, why doesn't he hold of it? So the Gemara says, my Taima, it's got to be a Svara. It's like the Tzayt, you can't ask why doesn't he hold of it. So it's such a big finish that he doesn't hold of it, he disagrees, he says you need a kid. Zakta Bachanan is a Svara. If somebody could explain the Svara to me, I'd be very grateful. I don't know, we have to look at our notes in Kiddushin. I think Rav Elchanan's not Chav Gimel, we probably spoke about it then last year. I don't remember, right out of my brain, to try to understand what the Svara is. Rav Elchanan explained. And with this explanation, I don't see a thing that works out this far with Kita the other non Kaha. What's the logic? It's just a logical thing without Xerita Kasa. I don't know. The expression Kita the other non Kaha we're all familiar with. Every time things don't fit, we say, oh, Kita the other non Kaha, it works together. Svara to it, though, Rav Elchanan says it's a Svara. I don't know where to go with it. Where to go with how Kita V'yadei Bar Kecha does. It's very hard to understand. There's a different Rav Elchanan. Rav Elchanan talks about a different topic. The topic of Kinyan Arba Amis, which we're going to have in Yitzhak Hashem. And I confess, I told you we're going to discuss about a kinyan of this night. The king of Chatzim we discussed already. The king of Chazak and Agav is mentioned in the next piece of Gemara. And then on the next Amid, we're going to have kinyan Arba Amis. So kinyan Arba Amis is where you claim something in Dar Amis. I'm in a symptom. And I'm Rosh Hashanah, the middle of the street, there's no kinyan Dar Amis. Kinyan Dar Amis is on Tzidei Rosh Hashanah. On a place where you're allowed to put things down. You tie it and you have a briefcase or package, you're allowed to put it down and rest. That's what we call the sidewalk or a parking place. You can be kind of things there with Kinyan Arba Amis. How do you kind of things with Kinyan Arba Amis? The place is held that when you put your object down, see there is your Sarabim, you're kind of with Kinyan Arba Amis. That place is Shita, there are the you put something down, you kind of with the king in our bodies. That same place is told, the king in Meshicha, what's Meshicha? I buy an animal, how am I kind of the animal? I pull it, but I pull it in the Rosh Hashanah, I'm not kind. And Meshicha has to be Meshicha or Shusai. So Taisa says, I can do Meshicha into a Simta, into Dalet Amis, and I'm kind of it that way. By pulling it into my Dalai. Okay, question about Tosfos. So I want to be kind of the Hema, I pull it into my Dalai. That's a Bachana on 1 minute. When does this become my Dalai? When it's my Dehema. I have to put my thing into Dalai. Right? If someone else is Kaili here, then he's kind of the Dalai. How does this work? I want to buy your animal, which is in your house. I pull your animal out of the house, and I put it into a parking place in front of the sidewalk. I pull the animal. I'm kind of a Dalai Lama. If you hold, I've only created Dalan Amis when I put my chetetz there. So it's like the Bukhanim, it can't work. It's your chetetz, so it's your Dalan Amis. It doesn't become my Dalan Amis until it becomes my chetetz. It doesn't become my chetetz until it becomes my Dalan Amis. So how does that work? There's a double chanan. It works. We keep the yad ban kach. Same svarit. Keep the yad ban kach. Again, I don't understand it. It's another illustration of Rabbi Chanan. Keep the yad ban kach. This isn't the second chelak of Rabbi Chanan. Chelak the Akadit Shurim and the Shav Shmaitza. And he says, Yad is there with the Shmaitza. He says, now it works. We keep the yad ban kach. And he says, you know why the Shmaita doesn't agree with me? The Stickle Torah, that you kind of think in a symptom, Kita Yad Mekachas. Why doesn't the Shmaita agree with me? What? What? Who wrote the Shmaita? Tzayt. So Tzayt doesn't hold the Rabbi Chanan, Kita Yad, it's not as far in the first way, Kita Yad. So don't. This is the problem. You know what the problem here is? The Kitzayis Kashis make a lot of sense. This Teretz is a Chiddush. So we're left with a groping for a Pshat. Because if you don't want to accept the Kitzayis Pshat, which is certainly not a Kuliyamadik of Pshat, that's the Ksavara of Gita Yad of Akachas. We're stuck, which is really the whole time of the Kitzayis that's listed in the first part. What is the logic of Gita Yad of Akachas? How does it start? How does it begin? Rabbi Chanan says it works. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So what do you say? Well, so Rabbi Chanan is in this piece. If you look at Rabbi Chanan, you know the answer. His answer is the difference. He makes two dinim, he says, not the one, the one condition, yeah. But the svar of Kita Yadai is still lacking something. And it's funny because, like, you're learning this stuff is Gittin. The other stuff is Gittin. Kita Yadai Ka'afan is like bread and butter of the Nesefta. And the epic crisis trap, which at least if we modify it the way I suggest, it is a little more misdaber. But we push the shot, I don't have, and that's why if I'm learning a different sector, and I bump into Kita Yada, you don't want to spend all sharing it. We just learn always that it's magic. It's a magic thing. The Torah said, it works this way, Kita Yada, and presto, it comes together. But to say that it's a sorrow, it's really a very difficult thing. All right, tomorrow we're going to learn how Hukita. Make sure that you look at the Machlokes here, the Rashi the Ram, or Rashi the Ritva, which is the side distinct. There's also a Kita Eger on it. It's the Chuvis, but I think it's a good tradition as well, which we're going to go through.